This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A study found e-cigarette use is associated with increased risk of poor health. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Researchers examined electronic health records, biospecimens, so saliva or blood, and surveys from more than 100,000 Kaiser Permanente patients in 9 states, including Colorado. They found those who vaped were more likely to also use traditional cigarettes and marijuana. Epidemiologist Andrea Burnett Hartman is a senior investigator with the Kaiser Permanente Colorado Institute for Health Research.
We found that people who used electronic cigarettes were more likely to experience hospitalization, to visit the ER, and to experience death.
What's driving this? She says it's not clear and more study is needed. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new study finds that celiac disease is more common than experts believed, and children in Colorado have the highest risk for it among U.S. sites that were studied. The autoimmune disorder damages the small intestine when gluten, found in wheat, barley, and rye, is ingested. It's now screened for with genetic and antibody tests, but only when individuals show symptoms or have family history with it. One CU Anschutz researcher involved in the study says mass screening efforts may be helpful to ensure proper diagnoses. Plateau Valley School District in rural Mesa County will begin replacing its 64-year-old building this spring. Superintendent Trevor Long says voters approved $40 million for the project after rejecting a similar proposal 2 years ago.
Obviously, in recent history, I think, this is easily going to be the biggest one that taxpayers have supported.
Plateau Valley serves students in and around Colburn. A vote on the bond in November passed 619 to 434. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.